Most Tuesdays, BPP Faithful can expect to hear a segment on the show where we take a listen to three or four new releases, albums, being put out that day. But today, there is really one record people were interested in knowing more about. Twenty-seven times platinum, seven top 10 hits, 104 million copies sold worldwide. Today, there's a deluxe reissue of Michael Jackson's album Thriller 25, as in 25 years since its release. It comes complete with the album's famous videos for Beat It, Billie Jean, and the title track, plus remixes of those songs you know and love by the likes of Kanye West, Akon, and this one from Black Eyed Pea, Will.i.am.
She's a man from the start. I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine.
She mine, she mine, she mine.
For those of us who wore out the cassette when it first came out, the occasion is a pretty darn good opportunity to bust out a red leather jacket or a rhinestone-studded glove. But let us not forget the long, hard road Michael Jackson has traveled in the years since he dropped this crowning achievement. Nick Marino sure hasn't. He's the managing editor of Paste magazine. His article, What I Miss About Michael Jackson 25 Years After Thriller, is on the cover of the current issue. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So does the record sound as good today to you as it did back in 1983?
Well, I was very small in 1983, actually. I was born in 79.
You were just a wee one, 4 years old.
But it does sound great. At least a lot of the faster songs sound great. It's funny, you played the Will.i.am remix of The Girl Is Mine. The original of that could hardly sound worse today. I mean, it's we had Patterson Hood write a little thing in the issue about his memories of Thriller, and he called it weak, and that's exactly the right word for it. But the faster songs, the dance songs, still sound incredible.
What's your favorite track and why?
Well, it's pretty tough to beat Billie Jean just in terms of that bass line. But Wanna Be Startin' Somethin' is great. I mean, one of the great things about this album is just how deep it goes. I mean, if you think about why did it sell so many copies, well, Billie Jean alone was great. Beat It, Thriller, Wanna Be Startin' Somethin', PYT, Human Nature, any one of those songs would have been gigantic. But to have them all on the same record is, it's almost unfathomable.
Well, let's play a little Billie Jean just so people can
get
in the mood. So, Nick, my question is, if you can also kind of put it in context for people, you know, Michael Jackson, he really broke down several sort of unspoken barriers when it came to race and popular music in terms of MTV and Eddie Van Halen. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, he was doing this, I have to believe, kind of consciously. He had elements of disco in the music, also elements of rock with Eddie Van Halen playing. There was some contemporary R&B on there. The Vincent Price vocal interlude, Thriller, kind of prefigures a lot of hip-hop, which is basically just talking over a beat, although Vincent Price is pretty bad compared to what we would think of hip-hop as today. So he had stylistically broken down a lot of barriers. But the bigger point that I think you're speaking to is demographically, he broke down all kinds of The main point of this article is that one of the things I miss about Michael Jackson is having a real consensus favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been a long, long time since the whole world was listening to the same music. And there's great power in that. And you can't have that happen unless just about every constituency is on board. And Michael was able to do that.
Let's talk a little bit about these remixes. We mentioned the one from Will.i.am and Kanye West. You know, Kanye, obviously familiar with reworking cuts from Thriller. He sampled PYT for his song Good Life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to that remix of Billie Jean.
People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. And mother always told me,
So, Nick, one of the things you wrote about in your article I think is kind of interesting is you talked about the mystery behind Michael Jackson. Can you explain what part of the mystery of him, the glove, the ability to dance, that really made him stand out? Do you think there's anybody who even lives up to anything like that? Does a Kanye even come close?
Well, Kanye's about a lot of things, but he's not about mystery. I mean, he's kind of the, you know, the emo rapper in a certain way. Which I like. I mean, I have huge respect for Kanye West, and I appreciate his kind of life as an open book sort of approach. And really today, it's very, very difficult with media saturation to try to conjure up any sort of mystery at all.
Yeah, there aren't mysterious characters. I mean, it's the age of Facebook. Everyone mm-hmm. kind of is out there.
Well, exactly.
Prince
and Michael had the advantage of more primitive technology, but worked very hard in his own right to cultivate an air of mystery. And in point of fact, even despite where we are technologically today, you know, where is Michael Jackson right now? Does anyone really know? I mean, the guy does have a certain knack for mystery even in 2008.
But his knack for mystery in 2008 is probably not necessarily due to his creative endeavors. It's due to, let's say, some past legal problems that he's had and a persona which has really taken a turn towards, some people say tragic, some people just say bizarre. When you listen to Thriller, or even when you listen to the remixes, can you do it without seeing the Michael Jackson of much plastic surgery and skin lightening and kids with veils over their heads?
I really tried, because the concept of the piece, I mean, you mentioned the title, it's What I Miss About Michael Jackson, and no one misses, the last 5 years or 10 years or maybe 15 years. So what I really tried to do in this piece is look at why we cared about Michael in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Why did we?
Well, I mean, for a lot of the reasons that we've been talking about, for the way he danced, for the, you know, the incredible catalog of songs that he had, for the sheer magnitude of his stardom, which was overwhelming in a way that the stardom of someone like Lindsay Lohan or even Britney Spears is just not today. There's nothing mm-hmm. overwhelming about that. I mean, the coverage may be overwhelming, but their personas are not, whereas Michael's was. And there was also a kind of innocence in the culture and in him back, you know, in the 80s when he was kind of in his prime. And that is something I think worth missing, particularly considering the position that he's in now, where innocence is maybe not the first thing people think of when they think of him in terms of morality. But the fact is, the guy was acquitted. I mean, he is innocent in a court of law, and you know, I think that often gets lost in the conversation too. I've heard Jermaine Dupri, Janet Jackson's boyfriend, say the very same thing. Look, the guy actually was acquitted. I mean, people talk about him as though he's off in prison, but...
But he did wear his pajamas to court one day.
Yeah, and you know, the guy...
And danced on a car.
The guy, Seth Clark Silberman, who contributed also to this package and paste, said to me something I'd never heard anyone say before, which was, that's just more of the glove. That's just more showmanship. That's just Michael wanting to be looked at, which is the thing he loves most.
Nick Marino is the managing editor of Paste Magazine. You should definitely read the article, What I Miss About Michael Jackson 25 Years After Thriller. Hey, Nick, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We've lost the staff for the rest of the day, I think, maybe. It's just going to be a thriller-tastic day here at the Bryant Park Project. But wait, we still have 20 minutes of show left, Rachel.
We do, and we're going to talk about some good stuff. We're going to drill down on a news story, what's going on in East Timor. Also, did you know today is Darwin Day? We have an in-studio guest who knows an awful lot about that. So we'll share it with you. You're listening to the Bryant Park Project on NPR. But dare I take the zombie?